Blog Talk Radio.
Declare to you that that burning in my soul is a result of this relationship that I have with our Creator God, Almighty God. He is the one that lives, moves, breathes, and has his way inside of each and every one of us believers. Amen. Goes right there. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living God. There is no other God. Everything else is just man's fabrications, imaginations, fables, and lies. Yes. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this wonderful, great, magnificent God our Father. And his precious and beautiful Son, our Savior, Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, y'all, unapologetically, y'all, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life that starts right here, right now, once we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, as it says in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, 9 and 10. He's our only hope for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire! Gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. For our spiritual nutrition, refreshment, and consideration, we will be reading and embracing from the book of Galatians, around about the 6th chapter and the 14th verse, where we read that the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Galatian believers regarding how some Jewish believers are insisting that the Gentile believers, the Galatians, be circumcised according to the law. And listen, Paul states that they are attempting to mix law and grace as a confirmed means of salvation, trying to mix works in with grace. That ain't gonna work. Which is also their confidence or their bragging, if you will, but distinctly professes that all he and we, talking about Paul, has to brag and boast about is the truth of God in the cross of our Lord Jesus the Christ. We're going to be talking about self-crucifixion, and we'll explain what that means. Yes, self-crucifixion. Just like our Lord was crucified, spiritually, symbolically, guess what? We are crucified with him as well, but got to be a choice made there. Amen. My special guest is here, awesome young millennial minister that I have come to know and appreciate and love in Jesus. A young man that has dedicated his life to preaching the gospel, and he has a specific calling for those that are of the youthful generation. My dear friend and brother, Minister Alexander Price, right here from where I'm broadcasting, my birthplace, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Y'all know, I grew up in Detroit, yes. But this is my birthplace that I had to come back to, I believe back in, about 07. I had to come back home to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and what a beautiful place this is. It's like so many other places. Sometimes you hear so much negativity about a place that you don't hear the positive and the good things. Well, this young man is one of the good, blessed, spiritual-minded people right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and I'm here to put Pine Bluff in the spotlight because there's so much negativity, even around Arkansas, about Pine Bluff. But we're here to let y'all know there's God working right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And then listen to y'all, we will be shining later on in the broadcast my Shine Artist Spotlight on woman of God, gospel artist Kenya Robinson. She's going to be here to tell her testimony. She's going to be playing her music. She's going to be singing songs of praise. And we are going to just be blessed and encouraged by these two wonderful people of God. I want to thank my good brother Chris King for sending me these anointed gospel artists and so much music. It's like we're going to have a Chris King showcase up in here. He's sending so much music. So you other promoters and programmers, y'all better get busy because that brother ain't playing. Since we hooked up, he's been sending music. And I love it. So listen, what I want you to do right now is I want you to call a family member, friend, a neighbor, co-worker, anybody that God has put in your spirit right now so that they can be blessed with this broadcast as we uplift our God in the beautiful name of Jesus and be a blessing to as many souls as we possibly can. We've already had prayer. We just thank you, Holy Spirit, for covering our lives, leading, guiding us, watching over us, And most of all right now, for lighting the fuse, is about to jump this bad boy off and set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost, sanctified. Fire, fire, fire! you say, what you say. I believe, I believe, I believe. Let me go on and sit down up in here, because, boy, Jesus, that girl, Nakia Marie, featuring Trice, had me getting my praise on. Let me concentrate on getting this show on the road. Lord Jesus, it's okay, y'all. We just do our thing. Sometimes you be up in Walmart, be at the gas station, that spirit of praise hits you. Ah, you got to get the praise on. We ain't shame. We ain't putting on no front either. It's all about the joy in me. And like the woman of God said, she says, I believe in me, but that's only because the word of God tells us in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. So now you can start believing in yourself, because it's not about you. It's about the Christ in you. My special guest is here, and I'm just excited to have this young man. It's been a while, but I want y'all to know that the next coming generation are in good hands when we are blessed with young, committed Christian soldiers like this young man here, talking about minister, talking about a young man that is preaching the word of God in efficiency and efficacy as well. He is the president of Full Circle 360. But first of all, he's a man of God. He's a husband. He's a father. And I'm here to tell y'all, y'all know those beautiful children of Reverend Alexander Price, he can't deny, because they all look like little versions, mini me's of him. And what a beautiful family he has. A loving father as well. I've seen this young man handle his children. And being a father of five beautiful queens myself, I can see the spirit of fatherhood, of love, care, and concern with him. So let me just bring this young man in, because we're about to have a wonderful conversation about spirituality, about some things that maybe a lot of people are thinking about and talking about quietly, which is probably some conversations that need to be held out loud so that everybody can join in and contribute their wisdom and their experience as well. So without any further ado, my pleasure, proud to introduce the son and to present to others, man of God, right here from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Reverend Alexander Price is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Yes, he is. I want you to know that. Blessings, blessings, man of God, Reverend Alexander Price. Welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. How you doing, good brother?
I'm doing good, Brother Jefferson. Thank you for having me on today.
Man, you know, we have come to know each other, and I think appreciate each other in Christ over some years now. We have known each other for a little while, good brother, and you ain't changed. You're still the same man of God that you were, so I know it ain't no front with you.
No, sir, it's not. You seem to be the same your own self. I still hear the enthusiasm in your voice.
Man, I love Jesus. He has worked so many miracles for me. If I start bragging on Jesus, y'all going to think I'm just putting on, but I'm here to tell y'all. God has done some great and mighty things for me, has done, is doing, and I believe he will continue to do so. And not just for me, good brother, but for you also, and for all of us believers in Christ. We have blessings. It's just a matter of our dedication, commitment, and surrender, submission to him. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience? I'm bragging on you so much, they want to hear about you from your own lips, sir. Tell us about Reverend Alexander Price.
I think you laid it out pretty good, Brother Jefferson, a man of God that loves God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, a father, 10 kids, husband, just somebody who wants to be all they can be for the Lord in every fashion.
Amen, amen. That's beautiful. That is such a wonderful testimony. And like I've said before, you demonstrate what you just shared. So why don't you go back to the point in your life where you had to make a decision on your soul? Tell us about your accepting Jesus Christ. What was going on in your life at that time?
Vacation Bible school, to be honest. But what led up to my acceptance of Jesus Christ, you know, they always say your environment helps produce who you will become. My environment in Altamaha, Arkansas, was always Christian. Sunday school, Bible study, BTU, at home. And I want to emphasize again, at home. It was always Christianly, from mama having us reading Bible scriptures to going to grandma's house. She got scriptures on the wall, auntie in the back room reading the Bible. It was always whatever household I went to in the little community of Alabama, it was Christian based. And so that always kept me grounded on needing to know who this God is. Everybody's always excited about why people praising and dancing. You know, why people losing people, but they're not necessarily sad. They're encouraged about it. Listening to old songs as we were riding cars, going to funerals, you know, Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. Just seeing people encouraged, you know, made me want to seek God more for myself, to see who he was and have that relationship with him like I seen they were having.
I think that is such a demonstration. Go ahead, sir. I was just going to say, I think that's just a demonstration of the fire that your people have for Jesus just rubbed off and sparked a flame in your heart. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So in 96, you know, we were having vacation Bible school, and the preacher had ministered. And, you know, where the classes, you know, took place and everything. And I finally, you know, decided to give my life to God. I went up, you know, back then we had the old school morning bench. You know, you just couldn't go to church like we necessarily do now and get up at the front of church and say, I want to be saved, but we had the morning bench. And you'll go sit on the morning bench. If you got on it the first day of revival or vacation Bible school, you sat on it the whole time, the whole week. And old people then will ask you, you know, what sign you don't got from God that you need to be saved or why you believe in God. They questioned you because they wanted to help you make sure you were making a decision that you, at your spiritual level you were at, understood that you were making and everything. Right. And I appreciate those older people in that, you know, what their guidance was and how they were, you know, questioning us and hard on us about things because they understood the importance of the decision that we were making. And we may not understood it in entirety. Like one song said, you understand better by and by. We understand now in our older years and through our growth with Christ, you know, why they questioned us or why it was so important that we understood why we were making the decision we were making.
I'm going to say this, Reverend Price. The beautiful thing about what some people call old-time religion is that it wasn't no fuss or no mess going on back in the day with our elders. They would just cut straight to the chase. Wasn't no gum chewing. Wasn't no sleeping. Wasn't no drifting off in your own mind. You have folks looking around, and if you at least didn't act like you was paying attention to what was going on the front, either teaching or preaching, they would grab you. They would sometimes, them elder mothers would pinch you if you start cutting up.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful for that because, you know, we have moved away from so much of discipline, proper discipline, and proper authority in the church. You got some folks scared to do anything. We done almost retired our elders almost like they off in the pasture somewhere because the things that we used to do, like you said, we don't even do no more. But you said one thing that I know you old school, even though you millennial. You said BTU. I heard you. See, I grew up in that era, and some people, they have no idea about what you said. You just kind of slid that in there when you said you went to Revival and Vacation Bible School and then BTU. That helped my people understand a little bit about BTU so they can appreciate your spiritual upbringing.
So, okay, you know, BTU, Baptist Training Union, it just lays the foundation of Christian beliefs, how it plays the basis in helping us decide on how to vote spiritually, how to make changes spiritually, you know, how to view the Bible from the standpoint of what we actually seeing and dealing with in society, and how we as Christians need to be able to be better informed, you know, biblically wise on our stances of what choices we're making or how we are, you know, going to make our next statement or our next move, you know, and so BTU helps you get grounded and understand that there's a tie-in from civil rights movements and the changes that were breaking, and it shows you scripture references that that supports, you know, decisions that we're making and how we to come together and how our minds should be as one in voting and things of that nature. And so BTU is really important. Taught you the old-fashioned hymns and a number of things.
Amen. That's true. The beautiful thing about Vacation Bible School and BTU, Baptist Training Union, is that it creates a foundation scripturally and biblically so that when life and the seasons of life shows up and things just start to what many think just happen, it's not incident, it's not coincident, and it's not accident. See, we've already been given the foundation of the scriptures on how God works. Yes, sometimes he works in mysterious ways, but sometimes if you don't know the word, it's going to be even more mysterious. You will attribute blessings for what they call happenstance. You'll just say, oh, I'm just lucky. No. We're here to break down some spiritual truth. It ain't luck. It ain't happenstance. It ain't even got nothing to do with you personally. It's because God, he rains his goodness on the just. Come on, preacher. And the unjust.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's true.
Amen.
God gives each one of us every day an opportunity, you know, to wake up, whether we've done wrong in the previous day or the previous minutes that led up to that day. He gives us a brand new day of grace, mercy, and time to repent, to live better than the previous day, you know. And
come on, preacher.
Like you say, and it's some unjust that make it in today, that's here today, that didn't care about God on yesterday, didn't wake up with no kind of God on their heart, no desire to reverence him or seek him. And you're right. God reigns on the just as well as the unjust.
Amen. Aren't you glad God ain't like us preachers?
Yes, sir.
I'm starting something now, but I'm doing this on purpose because, you know, we'll be okay when the sun is shining bright and when we got a little money in our pocket and everybody patting us on the back and saying nice things about us. But you let some dark clouds come our way. Or you let some people that we thought were our friends turn their back on us, or some gossip with their name on it has gotten back around to us. Then all of a sudden we change. I'm just so glad that God don't change. His goodness and his mercy lasts forever, preacher, because, you know, I've been walking with the Lord since I was 15, and that's, I'm going to say, 40 years. And to this very day, like you said, that excitement and enthusiasm, it's still in my voice because it was a seed that was planted back when I was 15 years old. But don't you know, through the good times and through the bad times, which I'm going to say the majority of those bad times I brought upon myself, God has shown me as I reflect back now that he was still loving me even when I was not at my best. Amen.
Amen. I'm glad you said that, Brother Preacher, because I was meditating and asking God on what to, you know, get out when I spoke with you, and that came to my mind. You know, the Bible said all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. The darkest nights and your darkest pain work just as well as your good days and your successes towards God's overall plan for all life for his kingdom. But I went on to keep thinking, and I said, even when we intentionally divert from God's straight path and into a way that we know is in rebellions of what he wants us to go, he's still waiting there at the end of that rebellion path with towels to wipe away every tears from our eyes, with an encouraging word to say, now get back up and get back in line. We don't go down that wrong road and still don't find him. He's still there with us. Like you said, some people may walk away from you. Some people may not have no more conversation for you. But God is not, I'm glad, like you said, God is not like man to where he'll throw you to the side.
Hey, man, preacher, I'm trying to tell you, there's one thing that I found out, and I've read it all through the scriptures, and I'm here to say amen and confirm that in my own personal testimony. God will not let us interfere, ruin, or abort the destined purpose that he has already decreed for our lives. He won't even let us mess it up. We'll mess it up by having that Jonah spirit. I ain't going to do what God says. That ain't my calling because of whatever insecurities we may have in our human fallen nature. Until we reach a point where we get to that divide that's in the road. Either we're going to pass or we're going to fail. Either we're going to succeed or we're going to be lost. And we get to the point because, preacher, now we have exhausted everything that we thought we knew. We tried every trick up our sleeve and all the wisdom of life that we thought we had acquired that helped us to move forward or to at least keep our head above water. When that ran out and we found ourselves short, I'm going to say far short of who we thought we would be, that's when we finally turned to, well, maybe I need to consider what grandmama was talking about and what grandpapa was praying about. That's when we start considering those things that was planted in us in our early days. That's why I'm so glad that the scripture says that raise up a child in the way that they should go, which is, by the way, the way of the Lord, not their own way. And when they are old, as we continue to grow, preacher, we didn't depart from that seed that had been planted in us, which brings me to your calling about the youth and the heart that you have for our next upcoming generations. What was it that was in your spirit that led you to this call? Because there's people out there that are still looking for their calling. Maybe they can hear something you say that will help them find their calling, preacher.
Well, that's a good question. When I driving the church van at Pine Hill Missionary Baptist Church led me into the ministry with young people. I would go to different apartment complexes and just pick up young people, their parents would just run them out there to the van. And I would probably have around 15 to 25 young people on any given Wednesday cramped up in the van or sometimes happen to make two trips just to get them to Bible study. And just listening to them talk or share their experiences of school, but even share their experiences in trivia, like when they would get back in the van after Bible study, I would always keep a stack of ones and I would just ask them Bible study questions of what they learned and things of that nature. Because one thing I knew, they was going to ask me to buy them some food. So I always had the ones to go to McDonald's to get some dollar menu items. And so there I was, you know, further led, you know, to, hey, that needs to be some full-time ministry in place for these young people to help them grow spiritually, to help them be able to get prepared for work, to help them be able prepared to deal with life and the things of life. And God laid Full Circle 360 on my heart. And the ministry just to help provide opportunities for youth to work, learn, earn, give back in the community. But what people didn't know is that Full Circle 360 was just a scripture action of what God called us to do. So a lot of times you said earlier, it's easy just to know and quote scripture. But scripture is more effective when it's acted out. And so God told us to train up all kids. Just to quote the scripture, train up your kid, is exciting to some people, and they're going to say amen. But to actually put in together an action plan that's going to help the kids develop a praise team, help the kids develop a praise dance team, help the kids develop work skills, and you actually put a consistent program into place that's going to help them learn the importance of church, the importance of respect, the importance of how to dress, the importance of watching your speak and your actions in public and in private. You know, that together goes better as a complementary action to the scripture that teaches us to raise them up in the way that they should go. Because many of them don't go to work because they don't know that she works. They don't see mama in the house working. They don't see dad in the house working. So if somebody don't scripturally tell them that if the Bible say a man don't work, he don't eat, and they don't show the young man how to go to work because his home is not an example of work, then that young person is going to grow up not to want to work. If nobody in that young man or young woman's house go to church, then they're not going to see the importance. So I've always utilized my resources, whether it was a van, car, or whatever, to make sure young people could get to our program, or make sure, more importantly, young people could get to church. But more importantly, Brother Jefferson, what I found out in that was I just didn't want to get young people to church. And so every time God would lead me in a ministry, I always ask him, okay, you got me here. Where's the next step? Because sometimes he'll get you to some place and he'll say, wait for the instructions. So I learned that in the church, God didn't just necessarily want young people 5, 6, and 7 in there with the pastor that's preaching, you know, to the congregation of all, up to 80 years old, however God has allowed people to live, but there needed to be in the church, just like Sunday school individual classes, but there needs to be the same for church-wise for young people to grow at their spiritual level. And so that's the ministry God is calling me into now, helping me develop, you know, church into a place to where the young people that's 5 and 6, you know, that's kind of antsy, got to get up, walk around, can't really pay attention, falling asleep in church, which, like I said, a lot of people did when they were my age. What can be better done with those young people that they can actually get, you know, more out of the worship service or more out of that 2 hours they're at church on Sunday besides just being in there under their mom's arm? And then, you know, God showed me that that helps the parents as well be able to have a better relationship and learning the spirit with Christ when they don't have their kid that they got to pinch and thump and slap in the back of their head because they being bad that they can't pay attention to the Lord. And so that's why I see we got to continue to grow it in Christ. You know, a few churches actually have children's churches taking place at the time of morning service, but that's something that I'm really into now. That has been on my heart for a while to make sure that that be promoted, because if the age, like you say, of 15, when you really got on fire and accepted God, it was still some younger years that alternative programs could have been going on during church service hours that could have helped better promoted your relationship with God, that could have helped, you know, shorten the time frame on your come to Christ because of what you were being exposed to that the church put together to help you as your spiritual growth. Because no matter what age you come to Christ, at 3, 5, 10, 21, 60, you still have a level of spiritual maturity that God is trying to get you to get to the next level on. And so it's important that you know, churches meet the needs of all their members, no matter how young or old.
Yeah, that's so true. And everything you said is just nuggets of gold and wisdom. And you're speaking through your experience. And I'm going to share something with you. We prayed before we went on the air. And Holy Spirit, God just dropped this in my spirit right now. It's actually the culmination of some thoughts that were just coming together that Holy Spirit, God gave me the privilege of bearing this now, right now. What you shared, Reverend Price, is basically what I just spoke on. What I heard you share is that seed, that youth plus that seed that was sown in you kept your heart fresh for your calling, which you had no idea was coming. You had no idea that you would be where you are now. But who you are, and according to God's predestination for your life, he surrounded you, which was an atmosphere to mold the man of God that you are now. Let me share with you this, and then we're going to take a music break because I want my listeners to be able to absorb and let what we just shared with them marinate in their mind and in their spirit. Eternal life starts right now. A lot of people think it starts when we get on this pink cloud and we are ascending up to heaven to be with the Holy, Holy God Almighty. Eternal life starts right now. Listen, there are spiritual connections that are made with us, with our family members, our friends, and our surroundings. That's why we are spiritually connected to our descendants who were slaves. Every time I go to a restaurant, every time I go to a bathroom or water fountain, guess what? I remember our forefathers and foremothers that did not have this privilege. I also read the scriptures. I also read the scriptures. And I'm spiritually connected to the Jewish people of the Bible. I'm connected to them. That's why when we start talking about eternal life, we are connecting our lives with the lives of those that have come before us. There's a great spiritual connection, which is a part of eternal life here on earth. And so, Reverend Pastor Alexander Price, we are spiritually connected to the generation that's coming behind us. We are pouring our spirit that was given to us by the elders that poured their spirit into us. And this is a part of eternal life right here on earth where we are spiritually connected. And that connection is greater than blood. If not great as, in some respects, greater than. Because once you make a spiritual connection, there is no power against the connection that we have with God and fellow believers that can divide us. That's why the devil is so adamant about creating division, because he knows that a house divided, even our Lord Jesus said it, cannot stand. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. We have more wisdom, more inspiration from this awesome young man of God, Pastor. I'm calling him Pastor, honorably, Reverend Alexander Price. We're just talking about what we talk about, y'all, like we always do right here on this fire gospel experience. Don't you know that God will never leave you, that he will never forsake you as long as you believe? So here's man of God Gerard Mitchell singing about, don't you ever, ever give up. Don't give up your faith. Give up everything that you have acquired, because God will restore it back to you if you believe. Hallelujah.
I know times are tough right now, with long food lines, sickness and disease abound. But God told me to tell you this. It's not time to give up. Just hold on and hold out. For God's word is a comforter. God is our refuge and strength, his very breath of help in trouble. Just hold on.
Come on, just begin to worship God in this place. Come on, begin to honor him. Come on, Lady Walker. Just remember God is on your side.
Remember God is on your side. Just stand and trust in his word, and he will see you through.
Now come on, just lift your hands in the air and say, God, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to throw it in the towel. So come on, quiet, but don't give up.
Don't give up.
In this place. Come on, Miss Sandra, through all your ups and downs.
All your ups and your downs.
Seems like no one.
Seems like no one's around. Felt like you just can't go on. And there's no one to call on. Remember God.
Come on, everyone, lift your voice. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't you dare give up.
Don't give up.
I need you to remember this. You just gotta hold on to God's unchanged hand. Just say, hold on.
Hold on.
Don't you dare give up. Hold on.
Hold on.
gets right, that's why you hold on.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Praising God all day long on this Fire gospel experience. Thank you, man of God, Gerard Mitchell. I feel like I can hold on just a little bit longer now after hearing that song, man of God, Alexander Price. How about you, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. That song put me in the right spirit. Man of God, listen, I want you to share with us with the time that we have left a little bit more about this wonderful ministry, Full Circle 360, and tell us a little bit about how we can be of more support to your ministry and any advice that you have for us as parents, as elders, uncles, grandparents, to help support the youth in any way that we can.
There's a nonprofit organization founded in Pine Bluff in 2014. What I try to do through this program is provide unique opportunities for youth to work, learn, earn, give back in the community, which means that young people can come to us, let us know what their college desires are, let us know what their interests are, and it necessarily don't have to be a job, but we'll try to partner them with companies in the area so they can get experience in those areas, or just a job shadow for a week, you know, that can help them make a decision is, that's some career option they may want to take. Mm-hmm. Also, what we do is teach them how to give back in the community through volunteering, through community cleanups, going out to nursing home, visiting, giving back. A couple of years back, we had an apartment fire out near the hospital. Our young people all came in that week and made sure that they provided each individual that they came in with seven sets of clothes for each individual out of our nonprofit retail store that we had operating at the time. And, you know, it was people they had never met, but it was people in need. And I always teach the young people to say, don't look to hold your hand out for what somebody can put in, but look to ask to see how you can be helping somebody else's life. And so that's what I try to teach them through Full Circle. And for people who's looking, you know, to volunteer, you know, we got a session coming up for the summer We're going to be spending 2 weeks focusing on youth from the Altamaha area. We're going to be teaching them how to work, learn, earn, give back in the community, and doing activities with them. And what we're hoping is that we can find volunteers to come in there and talk to them about the dangers of drugs, the dangers of hanging with the wrong friends, on top of how to dress when you go to an interview, how to talk, watch your language, remove all the slang language, the gnaws, the bruh, the head shaking, and be verbal. You know, a lot of that makes a difference in you being competitive for employment. And so what we try to do is just help eliminate things that could hinder them.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful right there, Doc. That's beautiful. And that's not to shame anybody or to try to lecture to anyone, because there was a thought that came to my mind, and I'm not really going to apologize for what I'm about to say now, because it needs to be said that you were talking about how children get distracted in church. And I'm going to say to you parents that give your child their little game, electronic game toys and phones to play games in church. That's really not helping them. I understand it keeps them from running all over the place and doing the things that children do, but I'm going to say this respectfully to you all, that you know what? It's okay to let your child sit in church and you kind of just pay just enough attention to them to make sure that they're not too distracted. We're children, but you just best believe that they have a spirit that is absorbing just enough of what they need to be able to continue to nurture that seed, that spiritual seed that rests inside of them. And when they're so focused in on those little games, they are paying no attention whatsoever to what the preacher, what the teacher is saying. So it's just something to consider. I know those are your children, and I know I didn't mind my business, but guess what? Your children are in some way my business, because they are part of the generation that God is holding us all responsible to raise up in the fear and the admonition of the year of the Lord. Not a fear of, oh, Lord God, he's going to forsake me. Oh, Lord God, I am terrified of God. No, fear means a holy and deep reverence for God, so much so that what would you do if you stood face-to-face with God? You would do like Jeremiah. You would just feel like you're trembling inside yourself, and you wouldn't even know what to do with yourself. So that's a long version of just a comment that I made, that it's okay for our children to learn how to occupy themselves in church apart from those electronic games. I just need to share that because I love y'all in Jesus. Now, Reverend,
I want to say something on that too. You know, you did ask us some advice to our parents.
Yes, sir.
I would tell every parent, go in your kid's closet and get every pair of clogs, Crocs, whatever you call those shoes, and throw those shoes in the trash can. And the reason why I tell that parent, the kids already walk around slow and dragging.
Yeah.
And with those shoes on, and we let them wear it to church, we let them wear it to school, it just further creates an environment or a mindset of laziness, and that's not a good image. And so, you know, ultimately, you know, don't let your kids be decision makers over all their decisions of their life. You as a parent know what's frowned upon. Communicate with your kids. Find out what's going on with their day. I worked at the prison for going on 5 years. We used to have to do what was called cell cleanup at the prison. We had to go by and make sure the cell checks, make sure the inmates didn't have anything. Not that your children are inmates, but guns that get to school, drugs that get to school, things that get to school come from your house. And so a lot of these things, if we parents and we go monitor and flip up our kids' bed mattress and check their air vents, we can find a lot of stuff that our kids have that they shouldn't have in our home. They shouldn't close doors in our homes and have things in our homes that we're unaware of. We have to get more in tune back into our kids and not be afraid of them. And I realize that when I'm speaking this, I realize that men and women are in the homes with their kids alone.
And, you know, their kid may be buffed up in the chest and they may not want to say nothing to him. But, you know, whether that's true or not, if you need some help, you can call Brother Ron Jefferson. If you need some help, you can call Reverend Price. If you need some help, you know a male figure that you can call to say, hey, I'm suspecting my son or my daughter to have this going on. I need you to come over here while we do this. But we can prevent a lot of things. If we get off TikTok, if we get off social media, if we focus more on our priorities and kids and what God called us to do in life, we can get more things accomplished around our homes and make a better way for ourselves and our children. And, you know, I just would encourage parents, ultimately, if parents don't listen to anything else I have to say, I encourage parents to take your kids to a God-teaching and God-believing church. That's the best thing you could ever do for them in life.
Amen.
That's the best thing.
Whether y'all know it or not, y'all just got a prime example of some old school lessons, teachings, and doctrine from a millennial preacher, which is evident of what I was just sharing before the music break, that we're all spiritually connected. Because if it's spiritually credible, it will be passed on in a way where it connects with our spirit from one generation to the next generation to the next generation. And really what that is that ain't nothing but the breath of God moving from one generation to the next. It's just being breathed through knowledge, through willing hearts that are submissive to God. Because all we are are just instrumental vessels, preacher. All we are the vehicles that God is using, Holy Spirit is using our bodies when we submit. He's not forcing himself on nobody. Remember, he said, I stand at the door and knock. I'm not forcing my love on nobody that don't want to be loved. But for those of us that realize that there is a great universal eternal love available to us, we open the door and we don't crack it open. We open it up wide, Reverend Price. We open ourselves up wide. So if you don't remember nothing that has been said, remember what this man of God has said. Remember that I'm saying to you that God don't want to just come in. He wants you to open the doors of your mind, heart, and soul. Why? Because he wants to come into every available space that's inside your inner core being. I'm talking about your soul. Man of God, how can my listeners support you spiritually, physically, and financially? If you got something going on, I believe you spoke about an event that may be coming up or may not have in the Arkansas, Alzheimer, Little Rock, Dumas area, where those of us that are local in this area of Pine Bluff, Arkansas could come and support you. Let us know if that is going on or if where they can volunteer for their presence, as well as where we can send donations to support your God-anointed calling. And then your social media contact, because there's going to be some people listening to this broadcast that's going to want you to come and teach and preach at their church. So you better get your automobile and your luggage ready, because they're going to be calling you, preachers.
I do wish for that opportunity, Brother Preacher. But my name is Reverend Alexander Price, and I can be reached by phone at 870-592-9136. To let you know about any upcoming opportunities we have for young people, and also, you know, about any ways you can volunteer, not just with our organizations, but other organizations that are impacting young people's lives in the community. Financial donations are always good. They can be made by texting donate to the number I gave you, 870-592-9136, and you'll receive a link back to donate via credit card, debit card, PayPal, Cash App, etc. Donations could always be mailed to 6204 Odin Drive, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Check or money order payable to Full Circle 360. By credit card, you can call 870-592-9136. If you want to volunteer for upcoming activities or put your name down to participate as a director or a volunteer coordinator, you can email us your resume to fullcircle121@yahoo.com. Or just send us a message about, you know, what you're interested in, what special teaching abilities and things you have, and someone will get back in contact with you.
Amen. That is awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. How about your social media contacts, in case they just want to just continue to follow you on social media for those awesome words of inspiration and knowledge that you have to share.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did ask that. They can find me two ways. My regular page, Alexander Price, on Facebook, but also on Facebook, my ministry, Covenant Commitment. If they just type in Covenant Commitment on Facebook, we post updates there weekly, different encouraging scriptures and things of that nature, instructions, little activities for couples to do, singles to do. Covenant Commitment, you know, is a church that we're getting ready to look into getting a building for, to be able to offer different classes that the body of Christ needs, from marriage classes to preparing to marry, for parenting classes, you know, all the classes that people of God need that we deal with in everyday life, finances and a number of things. And so they can find us on Facebook under Covenant Commitment or my regular page, Alexander Price.
Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome work, man of God. I applaud you. You will be receiving my donation for Full Circle 360 today as a means of my financial support as I lead by example. I don't want people to think I just come on here and just talk real big and then don't back it up with some action. You will be getting that donation today, man of God, because you already know I've been supporting you since I've known you, and I will continue to do so. Thank you so much for letting God use you in such a beautiful spiritual way. My prayer for you, man of God, is that God will continue to expand your mind, spirit, with more wisdom and knowledge, and that God will use you as an example of a committed man of God that is living his life with Jesus through all of the success, promotion, and whatever good thing comes your way, because you already quoted my life scripture verse, Romans 8:28. And we know all things work together for the good to them that love God and that are the called according to his purpose. So, man of God, thank you so much for being here with us. You have blessed us, and I appreciate everything that you're doing in Jesus.
Brother Jefferson, thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to fellowshipping with you again.
Amen. The sooner the better. Reverend Alexander Price, Pine Bluff, Arkansas's very own. And we're so proud of this young man in Jesus. Amen. Right there. Amen. Amen. Don't you worry. Don't you worry for all those people that you say, oh, Lord, girl, you should have heard Reverend Price when he was on the radio. Don't you know that you could go to my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson, and the archived version of this show will be broadcast here, as well as you could go to YouTube and type in Ron E. Jefferson. I just celebrated 4 years of Fire Gospel Experience Ministry broadcast. You could go to YouTube and just type in my name, Ron E. Jefferson, and then bam, it's right there. You can be blessed, and you can bless anybody else, as well as being on Twitter. You can go to my Twitter page. You can go to Instagram, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. God is blessing me, and I'm so grateful. It is humbling to see how God has blessed my life. All I'm just doing is being a voice to let you know it's not just me. It's nothing special that I did. All I did was say, God, I trust you with my heart, my soul, and I want to live for you. But I'm going to need your help, God. I can't do this by myself. I tried it, y'all, and I promise you, I messed it up so bad I had to come back to God and say, God, please forgive me. Forgive any pride for any self-sufficiency that I allowed to get in the way of you using me to your full glory. Because let me tell y'all something right here, right now. God knows far better for us what is best for us. And you want to know why? You ask me why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, he made us. And since he's the creator, he knows what the creation is best suited for. So if you're out there wondering, you need to pray and ask God what it is he wants you to do. What is your purpose? Why are you here? And God, how can I use my life to be an extension of all the great things that you are? Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, so that people can see God in us. And if you do that, dear God, I'll be so, so grateful. Just like man of God Kenny Bobby about to say. And I promise y'all right now, I'm about to get my praise back on with the dance. and with the clapping of my hands.
a dance, good brother. Do it, do it. I see him out there dancing. Yes, Lord. Kenny Bowman, he sure know how to bring the house down for Jesus, don't he? Lord, I just love that brother. His enthusiasm, his love for Jesus, that music, them lyrics. Lord Jesus, that man of God, he is full of Jesus, full of Holy Spirit God, and he knows how to just let it all hang out. He ain't got time to front, ain't got time to play. If y'all ain't going to praise with me, can y'all please step back, step back? You know how the police come to a crime scene? Everybody being all nosy, trying to see who it is and what happened and just want to stand, got their phones all out, going Facebook Live, videotaping. Look, if you're not going to be a participant, I need everybody to step back. Please, I'm saying that respectfully. Step back. Give me some room. Move around, catch one of these elbows. Jesus, I thank you for man of God, Kenny Bobian. So grateful. Amen. Goes right there. This is the segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where all of you anointed and gifted people that have a calling on your lives, singers, musicians, poets, whatever the case may be, that God has gifted you, that you are so aware of and so grateful to have this wonderful gift inside you, where you know it is intended for you to be shared with all of us. This is the Shine Artist Spotlight, where you gifted people come in and bless us with your testimony, with your words of encouragement, with your gift of music, preaching, speaking, whatever it is. I invite you all to come and be a part of my Shine Artist Spotlight and bless us as you see fit. This awesome young woman of God, I just want y'all to know, I played her music a few episodes of Fire the Gospel Experience previously, and her manager, also man of God, Chris King, he said, man, look, this anointed woman of God can come on for an interview on your Shine Artist Spotlight. And I said, yes. I said, yes, 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 bring her on. And here she is, y'all. Without any further ado, gospel artist, woman of God, Kenya Robinson is here. And don't y'all worry, y'all already know how I do. We're going to play her music, but I want to hear her words of testimony, insight, and encouragement first. Woman of God, Kenya. Kenya. Lord, have mercy. Welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience, woman of God. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm so glad that you invited me to be here today.
Well, I couldn't help myself when I heard that music, and then I heard I heard that you may be available for this live interview. I was like, yes, Lord Jesus. I just be so grateful, because for me, it's just like going to a buffet. You know, there are so many gifted people out there that where you can have
right.
your choice and selection, where you could put it on your plate. Well, guess what, woman of God? This is my plate. And you are on the menu for us to spiritually bless us. And I am so grateful to have you, woman of God. Why don't you go ahead and share
Thank you.
Just a brief introduction about who you are. Tell the listeners about Kenya Robinson.
I sure will. I'll be happy to. Well, again, my name is Kenya Robinson, and I'm a native from Dallas, Texas. I'm right around the corner from y'all. So we're neighbors, we're
yes,
friends,
ma'am.
We're cousins.
Yes, ma'am.
But I am Kenya Robinson from Dallas, Texas, and I've been singing most of my life from a child till now, and I plan to sing until it's no more singing in me.
That's right.
And so, I've just been singing and doing ministry, music ministry mainly, for most of my life, and I really enjoy it. I love writing songs. I love playing. I'm also a musician, and so this just falls right into place.
Well, listen, woman of God, you being a musician and being anointed and being a dynamic vocalist, woo! There is nothing that can hold your future back for Jesus, because you have already been prepared to do great and mighty things. And if you haven't heard this before, I'm speaking it into your life. You ain't seen nothing yet. If you just continue to follow God's lead and surrender more of who you are to him, he is going to take that and magnify it, multiply, and bless you so much, woman of God. You're going to be looking and calling and searching for people that you can bless, because you have so many blessings. This is, you know how people get a storage facility because they got so much material and stuff, they can't keep it all in their house? Well, that's what you're going to have to do spiritually.
and material and in any way that God sees fit. I just know this is in my spirit, so I need to tell you this because
yes,
I got to hold
Lord,
it.
Yes, Lord, I receive it.
I
receive it all.
Amen.
That is my desire. You don't even know. My desire is to give back. Whether it's spiritually, whether it's naturally, my desire is to be able to bless somebody else. And for you to speak that into my life lets me know that God has heard my prayer.
He heard your prayer, woman of God. And he is just
yes,
waiting
sir.
On you to continue to flourish in such a beautiful way. I believe that with my whole heart. Listen, woman of God, why don't you tell us about the inspiration of your music? Where does it come from?
My inspiration purely stems from my relationship with God and who he is to me, who I've seen him be to others connected to me, who I've seen him be to those who are not connected to me, just seeing people in general and seeing how God still takes his eye in his hand and takes care of each of us. Even though we may be at different stages or different levels in our lives, God still is taking care of each and every single individual that is here. And just to see that and to know that for myself, see that from others' lives, and see how God can prosper them and flourish them and help them as well as me, that's where my inspiration stems from. That's where it comes when he brings me through something or I see him bring somebody else through something. That inspires me.
So you know for
yes,
yourself
sir.
That God is worthy because, listen, I'm going to play this song and then I want you to tell us how God has done great and mighty things in your life because, see, there's a difference between being gifted and being anointed. You could take the same song and you could take the same musicians to play it and it will not be the same because it will not feel the same. Gifted is one thing. Anointed means you have been touched by God. Here's woman of God, Kenya Robinson, y'all.
Come on, get up on your feet, put your hands together. We come to serve a great big God. The Bible says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, enter into his courts with praise. Come on, y'all, let's lift him up.
Enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise.
Enter his courts with thanksgiving.
Lift up your voice and your hands bless his name.
Lift up your voice and your hands bless his name.
Give him your all and surrender to him.
Give him your all and surrender
Ooh,
to him.
Yeah. A mighty praise to God we will sing.
A mighty praise to God we will sing.
Come on and help us sing.
sinner come out in me. Oh. I had to get up in there with that praise song. Awesome, awesome praise song, girl. I had my toe tapping and closed my eyes, and I was just celebrating right along with you. Beautiful, beautiful song.
Hallelujah.
I appreciate everything that God is doing in your life. Looking forward to some great and mighty things from you, more so than he's already done for you. Just want to let you know we
yes,
are
sir.
Connected closer than you think geographically, because my Jefferson name comes from my grandfather, Joseph Jefferson Jr. Guess where he lived? Right down the road, Fort Worth, Texas. Amen.
Wow,
so,
yes.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, when I pass through, I'm treating everybody to dinner that know you, that love you, as much as Visa say I can go. So I like to stay in my lane.
I love it. That's wonderful.
Listen, woman of God, what I'd like for you to do before you go, you saying that he's worthy, you have so much beautiful spiritual content with that song. Before you go, share your testimony about why God is so worthy to you, some of the good and great things that he's done that allows you to be able to express so much joy and gratitude to God.
I surely will. I know that God is worthy of all the praises, all of the glory, and all of the honor, because in my life, he has been a constant keeper for me. He has been a steady provider for me. He has been that spiritual guide that I've always needed, a friend that has never left my side. He's always made ways when I didn't see a way. He's just been everything that I've needed him to be. And for that reason, I can testify that my God is worthy. He always will be worthy.
He's a worthy God, I'm telling you. I tell people all the time that if they knew the whole story about everything that God has done for us, healed us from, delivered us from, redeemed us, they would think that we just trying to put on, just trying to sound good. But you don't get to this deep level of love and commitment to God without some proof that God has come into a person's life and relieved us of great and mighty things that held us bound. See, we was yoked and bound and didn't even know it. We thought we was just living our lives until the knowledge of truth came into our lives to help us understand that this is not pleasing to God. And then it was a shock. And we was like, oh, my God, I can't change myself. The only thing I can do is just submit to God, who is able to transform a person's life.
Amen.
Woman of God, I appreciate everything that you're doing, but what I would like for you to do, I know that you work in very kingdom collaboration with man of God, Chris King, but is he your contact? Because I want you to share how you could be contacted for any events that are coming up, be they virtual or be they live, because, you know, they kind of playing with this restriction. Some people say it's good. Some people say the weight. Some people wear masks. Some people don't. It's a big mess as far as I'm concerned. But how can you be reached, woman of God, for booking? And how can my listeners continue to follow you on social media, as well as where this awesome music can be downloaded?
Okay. Well, Chris King has been an integral part in helping share the single, because He's Worthy is a single. And so he's helped us get it to where it needs to be and take it farther. So I thank God for him. At this time, I do not have a manager necessarily, but I do have contact information. So if someone needed to reach out to me for ministry assignments, my phone number to be reached at is 469-690-1797. And if I need to repeat that, that's 469-690-1797. The email that can be contacted is cambromusic@yahoo.com.
Wonderful. And your music
can
be downloaded where?
The music is on all digital platforms, so it can be downloaded from iTunes. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Amazon, So you can, any digital platform. It's on some platforms I've never heard of before. Spotify, so it can be streamed. there's one that's called Deezer. That's one of them I've never heard of before, but it's there. Everywhere it could be. I made sure it went there. And I can also be reached on social media. I have Kenya and Music on Facebook, Kenya and Music on Instagram as well.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Woman of God, we applaud everything that you're doing, and we are just so grateful that you're doing it in such an energetic and enthusiastic way. Your love for Jesus just shines right through your music, and we are so grateful. It's a beautiful thing to know God, to love God, and to be in your calling. Amen. And that's where you are, woman of God.
Amen.
We look forward to much more continued inspirational, anointed music from you. We pray your success be full and be blessed tremendously. I'm looking forward to having you come back. If I take too long, get in touch with me, and I'll be more than happy to have you back. If I got to move some people around, I will. I'll do it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me today. I really enjoyed our time together.
Amen. You are a blessing to the body of Christ. Thank you for joining us here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Woman of God, y'all. Kenya Robinson, y'all better be looking out for her because she is going to do phenomenal things for Jesus. She's just not getting started, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Kenya Robinson. Right here. On the Gospel Experience, y'all. So if you'd like to be my special guest, why don't you get in touch with me? Stop playing. Why are you holding back? You're gifted, you're talented. All you need is just an opportunity. Ain't that what you be telling your people? Don't nobody want to hear me. Well, I want to hear you, and so do my listeners. Amen. So get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Give me a call, 870-413-0220. I do like so many gospel artists, independent, hardworking, anointed gospel artists are doing. They are sending me that MP3 music to my email, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. I'll play your music, and when you're ready, I'll have you come on this platform in my Shine Artist Spotlight. We'll hear your testimony. We'll hear your inspiration. We'll hear your love for God, and that's going to bless us as well as glorify God Almighty. Amen. Go right there. Don't y'all know that Jesus is looking forward to hearing from you? Don't y'all know that Jesus wants to be a blessing to you? Don't y'all know that it's all about giving God his just due praise? But here's the thing about it. You got to be willing to let God use you totally. You can't be holding back. No, you got to be willing to just say, God, here I am. I want you to use me as you see fit. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be used by you. I consider myself to be totally yours, Lord. So please take my hand and use me like woman of God, Vernita Dunbar, for the same, and get us happy. Totally yours, Lord. Take me and hold me and make me into the man of God, woman of God, child of God that you have already created and destined for us to be. Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this fire radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station.
Yo, this one is going throughout the land for everybody who feel like life done dealt you a bad hand. This one here is for all you mamas who got mad drama and all you brothers who occupation is a struggler. For all you young heads who trying to get ahead, don't give up. Hold on. God can. Track the bomb city, mad heads like Quizzy.
BBJ Hub. Huh?
That fat cat for Bum City, I'm a don too. Not like the rest, I suggest to analyze my source of success. Yo, we too blessed to be stressed, dog. Recognize I'm pro Christ, the pro Christ. Yo, recognize my dome is full of wise things. Careers are over, Jehovah make me shine like the glass in my rings. The Lord brings things full of bliss.
One father, one son, one spirit.
But many anointed lyrics flow from the heart like a stream. It's a beautiful thing to represent Christ the King. Now I mean, at night I sing hymns and spiritual rhythms. Same ones used to hum when I walked in them. Now I'm playing them. Yo, whipping the butter in love with Shawty Day. The one for BBJ wins souls like A-Day. What the what? To win souls you must first get up off your butt. Want something, gotta hunt. Nothing easy in life, but all things you can do through faith to Christ. Yo. I'm at a pinnacle, looking at a world, mad critical, situation ill on the rail, pitiful, everything digital, no conscience, no feeling, no reconciliation, no healing, feeling kinda mad cold, wickedness, the places jokers can't go, cause of this I'm just another chocolate child, trying to get down from a crown, not like the rest, motivation, money, sex, and sex, what a combo, rather have self-respect. When the crowd goes, that's that. No compromise, price or nothing. The same whether you say it in English or Russian. No thing, don't play that. The cross you gotta bear, I can't weigh that. If it ain't the word of God, don't say that. If you mad, blame God, where the weight at? To judge, faith is firm, won't budge. When aces turn, all other cards done. What you read, you sow, and what you don't, you won't. What you know, and what you don't, you blow. Take the flow, you need be. The motivator, the innovator, is who I be. The visionary, holy revolutionary with the prophecy. Holy hip-hop, apostles, the prophet MC. Next to me, demon MCs don't start. I bring the holy ruckus, won awards, don't start. From the heart, I express the next man, the text. The hour, and I've got the power.
Give me
I know what pain is about. I know what hurt is about. So all these cats running about tomorrow, I don't know if this real. It's hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's not his slop. It's hip-hop. And if cats want some hip-hop that's real, that you ain't got to turn out when your mama come in or turn out your grandmama, your niece, your nephew, some more than you can blast from A to Z, it's the BBJ album. Universal Concussion.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I told him, BBJ. Calm down. Lord Jesus, they had him fired up in Jesus. BBJ talking about, tweeting about, rapping about his love on this gospel urban tip on fire, 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 the gospel experience. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Galatians 6:14, which says from the NIV version of the Bible, may I never boast except in the Christ, in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. We're talking about, for your consideration, self-crucifixion. Well, what do I mean by that? I tell you what, let's go a little deeper. Our Lord Jesus suffered greatly, y'all, through humiliation, shame, indignation, torture, persecution, and eventually the very agonizing and excruciating death by being nailed to a cross, Lord Jesus, which caused asphyxiation and eventually bleeding out. So what and why would the Apostle Paul announce to his fellow believers in Christ that he too is crucified with Christ? Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I need to let y'all know that that is my big brother, Reginald Charles Maddox's life scripture verse, Galatians 2:20. Why would anyone in their right mind want to be associated with such an ignominious predicament, let alone go through it? We know that the great apostle wasn't crucified, unlike the apostle Peter, but was indeed beheaded for the cause and commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ. Yet, the apostle Paul took great pride in standing in line and in the very footsteps of our Christ to be crucified, if called to do so. Beloved, it's because the Apostle Paul and Peter's soul's eyes were open. Yes, you heard me correctly. I said our souls have eyes to see what our Lord Jesus said. That's why the Bible says in Mark 4:9, and he said, talking about Jesus, unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. This is the faith that gives our souls sight when we hear what thus says the Lord. It's our human eyesight that blocks what our spirits cannot see. We want proof, evidence, clarity, etc., etc., all of which goes against the very substance of our faith. Those apostles both understood the eternal value of being in Christ by faith, obedience, and allegiance, and realized that not only is it worth more than anything that they could ever achieve or acquire on their own, but it is so absolutely an honor to suffer and for the cause of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:17 from the King James Version of the Bible puts it like this: for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Yes. So being crucified with Christ means that we no longer pursue those human and earthly pleasures that are not pleasing to God. Oh, what an awesome test of our true faith. I'm talking about denying those very things that brought us so much mental, emotional, and physical pleasures. No longer having a place in our lives or having a proper place in our lives, depending on what it is. If it's not pleasing to God, it's got to go.
in first place, even over our God. Yes, being removed by our daily Jesus, or shall we say, yes, our self-crucifixion. 1 Corinthians 15 and 31 had issues with some of the things, those earthly things that the Corinthian church was bragging about. He said, I protest by your rejoicing or bragging, which I have in Jesus Christ our Lord. I die daily. There are certain foods that we enjoy that may not agree with us and makes us ill. So, is this true with our spiritual intake? When we digest earthly, carnal particulars, we can start to be uncomfortable with ourselves because we're not following our proper spiritual dietary supplement. So, this is the part of our humanity that is following our Lord's being crucified and dying daily to the world of appetite that we want to indulge ourselves in. Oh, so great to be. Also, we are crucified from the world, meaning our lifestyle, language, and relationships do change us. We do not act as though we are better than, but we have come to be humble and gratefully realize that we are better off having an intimate relationship with God, our Creator, through the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus on the cross of His crucifixion. And this is a willing decision that we gladly make through our own volition. No pressure, no persuasion, but a heartfelt and mind determination that we make every day. Every day. And the beauty of all this is when we deny the past activities of our carnal indulgences, instead of that time and energy we spent feeding ourselves, talking about our fleshly mind and body, that same energy is now cast out to the Lord God as an offering where we give Him praise, we give Him worship and adoration for the truth of this great revelation. God is honored, y'all, when we choose to deny ourselves and turn that passion outward to Him instead of inward to ourselves, which actually creates separation. But now that we know what to do when we're tempted, we deny ourselves, crucify the thoughts in our mind, which leads to those activities in our body. And self-crucifixion leads us to spiritual growth, spiritual maturity, and closer to our awesome, awesome, eternal God. Amen. Goes right there. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for speaking through us, Holy Spirit God. You blessed us again and again and again. God is so wonderful, y'all. Talking about self-crucifixion, this is ultimately the truest, one of the most truest tests that we could ever imagine of going through this process of discipleship. Why? Because in the confidentiality and the privacy, and yes, sometimes even the, shall I say, the intrusion of our own lives, do we finally realize that if God is going to use us, we have to open ourselves up to Him in every possible way. Amen. So right there, y'all, because that is the gospel truth. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, Alexander Price, Reverend Alexander Price. Man, you blessed us. We are so grateful for your commitment to God and to our youth. Also, I want to thank woman of God, Kenny Robinson. Y'all made this show so fabulous. Y'all blessed us and blessed us indeed. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough. God is going to bless y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. I'm speaking it because I know that it is true. I want to leave y'all with one final word, if I may. Y'all are such beautiful people in God. I want y'all to know if you have not been like so many of us that have lost our mind, then you cannot fully appreciate being clothed and blessed to be in our right mind now. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for preserving our mind, even through our own foolishness and foolish ways. Pray that God will bless you all. I pray that God will keep you all, cover you, and take you to places that you all never even realized were accessible to you. But I'm here to let you know that it's a journey. And if you will just continue to do God's will, follow God, he will bless you so much that you just won't be able to believe it. You'll be saying to yourself, Lord, I have got to go and run and tell somebody about all the beautiful things that God has done in my life. And I'm just a witness that he will do it. Won't he do his job? Amen. Goes right there. Want to thank y'all. Want y'all to let y'all know that it's all about loving Jesus. My body and spirit. He is looking for that offering of our obedience. That self-crucifixion, dying daily, is a pleasure because it blesses and nourishes our soul. Amen. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. I leave y'all with gospel prophets, some old school traditional music to take us higher in God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Thank you, gospel prophets, because, yes, it's all about loving God, loving Jesus. Amen.
Oh, Lord. Share a little bit of honesty. Share a little bit of life.
You can try to come out.